Are you looking for hope, healing, or just a big hug of encouragement for your marriage? Go to SaveMyMarriageStory.com. Gain free access to the free email stories delivered right to your inbox. I wrote these stories for people just like you who want to see the power of God in your marriage. Let these 7 devotionals encourage your heart or share them with a friend. Go to SaveMyMarriageStory.com and you'll also receive the link to our story in the James Dobson Family Talk Show. That's SaveMyMarriageStory.com.
Welcome to the Heart of the Story, where true inspiration begins with Tracy Lynn Russell.
Hi, this is Tracy, and welcome to episode 10 of the Heart of the Story podcast. Today, we're going to have one of those unique shows again based on questions and answers from the Dr. James Dobson Family Talk Show that aired my marriage testimony story. And today, I have a very special guest. I'm here today with Mark in the studio again, my special guest.
Hey, it's great to be here.
And we just wanted to first of all start off by saying,
Thank you. And we really appreciate you listening in, and we've been getting some great feedback from the previous podcast, and just thank you to everyone for listening, and I hope that our story is able to impact your life, and that's really God's story in our lives.
Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to talk about a few topics today that have really been coming up, some of the feedback, some of the question and answers, issues about how parents deal with difficult things in their kids' life. We've had this one.
Dating relationships.
Mm-hmm. And we've also had a lot of women responding that they still have a long way to go, that they're kind of, how do we deal with different issues in marriages when there's ongoing problems? So are you ready to start having a few question and answers today?
I am. Let's go.
I know. Let's go. Okay. So we're going to get started. Well, today we have the special opportunity of responding to some of the questions and the emails that we are receiving. And first of all, I just want to say that I appreciate every single email I have received and the feedback I consider to be very valuable. But here's a few of the topics that we have heard the most consideration on. Number one is, how do in-laws deal with children that are struggling? Number two is that there are a lot of difficult marriage situations going on right now. And some people are really in that process of fighting for their marriage, and they are looking for answers and support. Another wave of questions that we've had is actually from men. And I really, really admire these brave men that are in what was my situation. And they want me to know that it's just as tough on the other side. And so we're going to address that topic. We're also going to address a few women that have told me they need to write the letter, the Love Must Be Tough letter that James Dobson discusses in his book, Love Must Be Tough.
You know, my guidance on that letter is to be true to yourself and really write down the things that need to be said. And when you say them, be direct and firm, and in love, express the facts.
So the first question I received is always about in-laws and how were my parents behaving and how were Mark's parents behaving. So to answer this question, I just called my father-in-law. And I asked him what he thought about the show and what he remembered from the experience. And he told me that for him, it was rather emotional to be involved in it, but everybody tried to stay neutral. And the sweetest thing he said was that he really feels like our outcome was definitely impacted by 2 Christian moms praying. So he believes that the prayers of his wife, Laura, my sweet, wonderful mother-in-law, and my mom, Joyce, impacted the situation. So I don't know if you're a person that's going through watching a difficult marriage situation in your child's life, but be encouraged that prayer really is the most powerful force in the world. And so I don't know if that helps you, but one thing he did say is that they really tried to remain neutral. They definitely stayed in a loving relationship with me and their son, and they found ways to constantly bless me. So for example, when I was a single working mom and I would go to work once or twice a week. They offered to babysit. They would pick me up or they would pick up Chase in the morning. They would bring me a coffee and leave me a pack of diapers at night when I came home. Now, that is just living out the scriptures of blessing and not cursing. And I really believe that I have so much love and admiration for my in-laws to this very day because of their choices to really bless our lives. And they've continued to be those kind of grandparents. And on my end, my mom is in heaven and I'm not able to ask her, but I will tell you that when I first reconciled with Mark, she was a little hesitant and my dad were a little hesitant. But what she told me was, Tracy, I totally believe that God can restore your marriage and you need to do what God's calling you to do. She really trusted me with that decision. And I think as she saw our lives progress, then it was such a blessing to her. And recently I found a letter that she wrote me after the birth of my fourth daughter. My mom found out that she had cancer again. And she left my hospital room crying and had just received the phone call that the cancer had returned. And she left and she went out and sat on a bench outside of the hospital. And my husband, Mark, came up to her and sat down with her and just put his arms around her and prayed with her. And so recently I found the letter where she was talking to me and she was thanking me and saying, you know, I love you so much. Thank you for sticking by me in my cancer surgery. But I want to tell you that I love so much the sweetness of your husband, Mark, and the fact that he would pray with me and the fact that he has been such a wonderful husband and father to you. So that, I guess, is a little insight into the in-law relationship. And the second thing we wanted to address was really a couple of women that have written me and said they need to write that letter. They're in very, very difficult marriage situations with a spouse that does not want to be married, who is not behaving kindly to them, who is struggling with their own issues, and has acted out in some really inappropriate ways. And so in James Dobson's book, Love Must Be Tough, what he recommends is really tough love. It's setting the bar of respect in your home, writing that letter and telling that spouse to leave. And so Mark and I are going to discuss that really quick.
I would say after you read the letter, definitely be strong. You know, there may be signs of hope, but don't jump back in immediately. Trust is something that when it's broken easily, and it takes time to rebuild. And really for Tracy and I, it took time to really rebuild that trust. And the fact is that I wasn't trying to rebuild trust through that process. And Tracy, I was trying to rebuild my relationship with Christ. And I think the trust came from that. Mm-hmm. So Tracy's going to share with us how to handle an ongoing problem. If you're the person that needs to write that letter that Tracy's talked about, mm-hmm. How do you handle it?
So what I wanted to say to the woman who's writing that letter, I want you to know that I was fully prepared to not let Mark back in my home ever again unless I saw a significant change. And that was a firm decision. Once I made that tough love decision, I was committed to holding on to that. And so if that is you, I also say in the interview that I also felt so much peace because there's never a more painful place to be than in a marriage with someone who doesn't want to be married. So I wanted to just say some of the signs that I saw that really indicated to me that Mark was changing. Because I do have a lot of women that reach out to me, even throughout the years, that say, I'm not sure if he's really changed. I did tough love and now he's done some, you know, some treatment or some counseling, but kind of he's doing the same stuff again. And so I always ask them these questions. So I want you to know what are the signs. Here's the signs. Mark went independently of me to counseling. He sought out accountability of men and was consistent with that. That was never something I reminded him to do. That was something that he initiated. So I never worked harder at his recovery than him. And that's a really good sign. Number two, he never blamed me or said, hurry up and change. I've changed. Can't you see it? And the other thing he did that I thought was so interesting is he went to every single person he had hurt and asked their forgiveness. And yes, he was occasionally cussed out on the phone, But he was doing all these things and asking for forgiveness. And he was living a very consistent life in a changed way. He wasn't going out with other people anymore. He had stopped going out. He was staying at home, watching our son. He wasn't fighting me anymore. He was blessing me and not cursing me anymore. I mean, he literally gave me everything he owned in the divorce. And I'm not advocating that, but I'm just saying that he was agreeable and amicable in the 50-50 way that we had had it set up. And another thing that I really saw that was interesting was, and I know this sounds a little hocus pocus, it's not, but his countenance changed. And so I don't know if you've ever been with someone who's in a really difficult time in their life and they kind of seem clouded over or kind of dark, but his countenance changed, meaning he was smiling, he was laughing again, his eyes were bright. And there's just a lot of women that I talk to that feel like they really can sense something that's either wrong that's not being said, or they can sense when something's right and it's going really great. So those are just a few of the signs that I saw. And most of all, his commitment to God. I saw that through reading the Bible, through going to church without me dragging him there. It was just a totally, completely different attitude towards responsibility in our marriage, in our life, and in his personal life. So I hope that helps. I want to reach out to men that are struggling and fighting for their marriage, or women that are struggling and fighting for their marriage, because I know that those situations are really hard. And I've been reading the emails of people that are really hurting. And I want to reach out to you and tell you that I believe in the power of yet. And what I mean by yet is it hasn't happened yet. The change hasn't happened yet. Or, you know, we don't know what's going to happen yet. But if you look at the word yet in the Bible, it always joins a really difficult situation. And then it says, yet God. And so the hope moving forward is that the marriage is difficult. You're wanting that to save it. It looks like it's going to fail. But yet God has your life secure. And so one thing that I heard that Dallas Willard said is abandon all outcomes. And by that, I mean that the not yet that I'm talking about of God showing up isn't necessarily that the marriage turns around, but that he shows up in your life in such a powerful way that he reveals his perfect will in the outcomes and what happens to you. And so I just want to give you a big giant hug and tell you that I'm thinking about you. When you send me those emails, I do pray for you. And we're going to wait to see what God's going to do yet. Okay. So an interesting thing too is that I've actually heard from younger people who have listened to the story, and it's ministered to younger girls about the importance of setting boundaries, having healthy relationships, and not chasing after guys, and really the power of letting go of trying to run after people and really hold their standards high. And that made me super happy for those girls. That was just really great. And I also want to just advocate for any woman in a difficult situation where it's gone from hurting you to harming you. And I just want to reemphasize there is never an excuse for that. And if that is you, it is time to enact tough love no matter what. If there are kids in the home, it's time for tough love. I know it's scary and it's very frightening, but there really, in the words of James Dobson, is no excuse for that kind of treatment of a woman. And so I just want to make sure if anybody is in any kind of unsafe environment, or the hurt has really gone to harming you, your kids, or anyone else in the family, it's definitely time for tough love. And I hope and pray for you for strength in that. So I wanted to address the happy ending, and I wanted to tell you that a little bit of the backstory is that my answer to prayer was not that Mark would come to Christ. My answer to prayer was not that I got remarried. My answer to prayer was that I came into a first love relationship with Jesus Christ again, and that I realized that I needed to let go of putting people in the place of God. And so for me, my happy ending was that for the first time in my life, really, really connected with the Lord on such a deep level of forgiveness for myself, for Mark, that I really asked forgiveness for always putting a man in the place of God and demanding that of other people, that I was free. I was free to live my life connected to God. And I was really scared, to be honest. Remarriage was still really scary to me. I mean, in a story, you're telling it really fast, but there were some moments where I really, even though I knew there was a change, I was questioning and just saying, okay, God, please give me the strength to do this. But I'm trusting my first love. And I really felt like for the first time in my life that God was asking me to get remarried to this man. If it lasted one day, if it lasted 10 days, if it lasted 10 years, my first love was calling me to get remarried. And that was really the first time in my life where I'd ever stepped against my own personal fear, where I'd ever kind of stepped out and followed God in such a big way and was just like, oh Lord, I hope this is you because this could go really bad again. And to be honest, I didn't have the confidence to remarry someone with the potential to hurt me unless I knew that no man could hurt me anymore because I was totally connected to my first love and I was going to stay right there with him. So again, I was abandoning all outcomes. I believed that God was calling me to get remarried. And you know what? In doing so, and that was, I feel like, what God was calling me to do. And he has blessed that decision immensely, 10 times over what I could have ever dreamed or imagined. So it was worth the trust and it was worth the risk of following hard after God. And so that's what I wanted women to know. I want to address the last issue of people writing me about the fact that I said on the show that I was being entrusted with the salvation of my husband. And I really want to clarify that. So what I meant by that was that at times in our life, and I've experienced this two times really significantly, I watched a loved one struggling with something to the point where I knew that it went beyond a normal struggle. And God was in that to bring them to a wholehearted surrender. It is one of the most painful things to watch, and you sometimes don't know it in that moment because you feel like it's all directed at you, or you feel like, wow, they're mad at me, or they don't want to be married to me. But as that progressed, I realized that God was going to bring Mark to the end of himself. I've had another situation where I've had to watch someone I love where I realized, you know what? This is somehow, some way, God is going to bring this person to himself. But it looked like a relationship issue between the two of us. And then once they came to that saving knowledge of God, then the relationships with people started to be healed. So that's what I meant by that. I certainly do not believe that I have any power to save anybody, just to clarify that. But what I mean is that sometimes there's a difficult situation in a marriage and it might be the very thing, even if there is a divorce, that brings somebody to their knees. So I hope that helps. I hope some of these answered your questions. Hey, you could do me a huge favor if you have not registered for SaveMyMarriageStory.com. I would love to have you join and be a part of us helping to reach out with encouragement to 100,000 marriages. If you just go to your browser and type in SaveMyMarriageStory.com, or you can text the number 55678 and put the word story, S-T-O-R-Y, in the message. Send that text message and you will be connected directly to the link where you can sign up to register to get free access. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today, and we look forward to hearing from you next time on the Heart of the Story podcast.
Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you've enjoyed it, and we hope that you join in again.
Would you like a way to find your story every day? Go to TracyLynnRussell.com and register for the free download on her website.